relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Therefore, I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
After 23 years of broken promises by Republican and Democrat presidents, it took a non-politician, my former boss, Donald John Trump, to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the eternal state of Israel and move our embassy there. Four nations brought to the table with Israel under his leadership for peace accords. And in the last 117 days, it has all changed. Israel is under attack. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And we are honored to have President Trump's personal former representative, our ambassador to Israel, David Friedman, live with us from Jerusalem. Ambassador Friedman, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much, Seb. So good to be with you. Appreciate it.
Now, first things first, you're there. You've got family there. You've said to me offline, everybody's safe. But share with us just the human toll, the personal experience you, your family have been under for the last 48 hours.
Well, we've all been under a barrage of rockets. And look, I've been through this before, but my grandchildren haven't. And I've got six grandchildren in the Tel Aviv area. And, you know, they all got woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning crying, moved into bomb shelters where they spent the rest of the night. And anybody who has the audacity to say, well, you know, there aren't that many people being killed in Israel, so it's not that big a deal. Let them wake up one of their children in the middle of the night in tears and move them into a cold bomb shelter with massive explosions in the background. It's no one should have to live like this. It's not just about my family. Believe me, there's 9 million people in Israel that are living like this right now, and it's outrageous, and it needs to stop, and it's all because of a bunch of terrorist thugs, anti-Semitic, homophobic, misogynistic thugs from Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They're nobody's friends. Why anybody's making excuses for them, I don't know.
You were right there. You were inside the Trump administration as our man there in Jerusalem. Can you just paint a picture of just the yawing discrepancy between the last 4 years and the last 117 days? The Abraham Accords, the withdrawal from the JCPOA, and just the fact, let me mention one detail before I let you respond. Just a matter of days ago, we have the Biden State Department release hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Palestinian Authority, and of course, the rockets start flying. So paint us the picture of contrast, if you would, Ambassador.
Well, the contrast couldn't be any starker. I think you painted it well. Look, during the 4 years that I was ambassador, it was pretty quiet. You know, we had some flare-ups over the course of the 4 years, but it was really pretty quiet, and really for one reason, because the United States was unequivocal in sending the message to Israel, to Israel's enemies, to the entire world, that when Israel is attacked, the United States will place absolutely no limitations on Israel's right and responsibility to defend itself by itself with all appropriate, you know, military action. And when we sent that message, Israel's enemies knew that that it was not in their interests to make trouble. Right now, I think you know, Hamas and the jihadists are testing the Biden administration. They're looking to see whether things are different. And I can tell you, in the Middle East, strength brings peace. Weakness and equivocation brings war. So I'm hoping and praying that we see from our government strength, because that's the only way. Strength and an unequivocal, unapologetic alliance with Israel, it's the only way to calm this down.
A very sagacious friend of mine once said the following: If the Palestinians laid down their arms, there would be peace. If the Israelis laid down their arms, there would be another genocide like the Shoah. Has anything changed since my friend told me that?
No. It's very astute and unfortunately very true. And understand, because the victims are not just the Jewish people. There are 2 million Arabs that live in Israel. There have already been several deaths of Arab Israeli citizens from these rockets. And a lot of the casualties inside Gaza have been, you know, these primitive rockets. Some of them are primitive, some of them are advanced. But some of the primitive rockets, they go up, they go straight up in the air, and they come straight down, and they're killing Palestinians in Gaza. So, look, Israel doesn't start these wars. Israel has no interest in hurting anyone. Israel has no interest in oppressing anyone. Israel would be delighted if the Palestinians put down their arms, negotiated peace. Israel, in fact, as you know, back in January of 2020, we put out President Trump's vision for peace, which showed Israel supporting a territorial concession with the Palestinians under the right circumstances. So, you know, when I hear people talk about being balanced and about there being two sides to every story, here there really aren't. There's one side. You have jihadists, Islamists, enemies of America, enemies of Israel, enemies of the free world, enemies of freedom, democracy, religious liberty. They are attacking Israel, and Israel has every right to fight back.
We're talking to President Trump's ambassador to the State of Israel. Follow him right now, David_Friedman on Twitter. That's David_Friedman on Twitter. What is your response as somebody who's there, who spent the night in a bomb shelter with his grandchildren? I am seeing the legacy media drowning in statements of moral equivalency, that this is, Israel is as bad as any other actor in the region. We've had even former Democrat hopefuls for president, Andrew Yang, make statements that, you know, Israel is as culpable as anybody else in the region. What is your response to those who say, yeah, these are just two very similar actors?
Yeah, well, look, you have, as I said earlier, you have a democracy that treats its Arab minority, which is about 20% of the population, with tremendous respect, dignity, and opportunity. The Arabs that live in Israel have one of the highest standards of living, if not the highest, in the Middle East. That's the one side. The other side are radical, homophobic, misogynistic terrorists. Look, the only way to look at this is to envision a hypothetical where, you know, we're sitting in wherever you're sitting, let's call it New York. You're sitting in New York. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, rockets upon missiles are raining down on your neighborhood from New Jersey. All right. And what would the citizens of New York expect from their leadership? It happens one night. It happens two nights. People are getting up in the middle of the night. People's houses are exploding. People's cars are exploding. You know, big, massive holes are being created in the middle of the street, so traffic is snarled. How much tolerance would the people of New York have if New Jersey was shooting rockets at them day and night? Now, unless you're going to tell me that the people in New York would have, you know, significant tolerance, would be incredibly concerned about making sure that their force was exactly proportionate to what they got, that they called for balance and mediation. If that's what you're telling me, fine. But we all know that's not true. The people receiving this type of an attack would demand from their leadership to do everything humanly possible to put an end to it as soon as possible. And anyone who doesn't understand that is living in a fantasy world.
1 minute left with Ambassador David Friedman calling from Jerusalem. If the Biden administration goes forth with its plan to revivify the Iran deal, the JCPOA, and drop sanctions and start funding Iran again, what's going to happen to your region of the world?
It's going to explode. Iran is already financing Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza, so they already have their fingerprints on this. But going back to the JCPOA gives Iran a very short pathway to a bomb that is an existential risk for the state of Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces will not permit another Shoah, as you mentioned at the beginning of our discussion. So
Ambassador,
Israel will have no choice.
We know Israel will always do what it has to do to protect its people. Thank you for your service, Mr. Ambassador. You and your family, stay safe. This is America First. Relief Factor. It's real. I don't need talking points. I don't need a script. I've lived it now for 2.5 years. I am pain-free because of this 100% drug-free product, and tens of thousands of my fellow Americans are also being liberated from their daily pain. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer. 100%. Don't you deserve to be the next Leah? I think you know the answer to that question. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I had a neck problem a couple of years ago, and the orthopedist couldn't figure it out. No one, we're mystified. They said, oh, you might have a little arthritis. I saw one of Mike's ads. I went and got a pillow. 2 days later, I woke up without a crick for the first time in maybe a year, and I've been crick-free in my neck. And I told this recently to the MyPillow folks. It really changed my life, literally. I mean, it's an honest story, and my wife will tell you. I used to wake up every night in misery with my neck, and now I'm up every day. I feel great, and I credit those MyPillows for my relief.
Do you recognize that voice? Of course you do. He's one of the most reliable voices in America. When John Solomon says, I am now crick-free because of Mike Lindell's MyPillows, you can take that straight to the bank. I sleep on them every night. If I'm in a hotel room and I forgot MyPillow, it's not a good night. 51 million sold. He supports us here at Salem. A good guy, a truth teller, a patriot. They're trying to cancel his product. Support him, please, directly. MyPillow.com. Use my name, GORKA, to get up to 66% off his incredible line of products. More than just pillows. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. And we have the man himself, the creator, the editor-in-chief, the founder of this superlative justthenews.com. John Solomon, welcome back to America First. We had him. We even had him on video.
We lost audio.
Oh, no, we got you. Are you there?
Oh, okay, I'm back. Okay, hi.
See?
Sorry about that.
The miracles of technology. Don't do that. Got palpitations there, John. Stop it. JustTheNews.com. Jay Solomon reports. So much to discuss. But first things first, as a seasoned, as a veteran, a doyen journalist, investigative reporter, can you just qualify, without any political commentary, if you want, how is it that Liz Cheney is such a darling of the liberal media lately?
It's as almost though the media forgot all the years they tortured the Cheney family. Both Dick Cheney, Lynn Cheney, and Liz Cheney were pariahs until she picked a battle with Donald Trump, and all of a sudden they're embracing her with open arms. It shows you the folly of a media that doesn't follow facts. It follows political outcomes and political agendas. And no better example than to watch that. Or, you know, there's another one this morning that just knocked my socks off. They said the border surge wasn't that bad last month because it only went up 3% in 1 month. Well, yeah, it might have been only 3%, but it got to the all-time record of 2 decades.
Yeah.
And at 3% a month, it's 36% growth in a year. We'd be panicked if anything else was going at 36% a year, like inflation. The media just constantly is trying to disinform the American public and carry out a political agenda. And the Liz Cheney episode this morning is just the perfect example.
So I'm not going to talk for you, but I can tell from all the discussions we've had here in America First that that's one of the reasons, if not one of the key reasons, for why you created JustTheNews.com, which is unfiltered. You can do the deep dive. You can find the facts, the resources, the sources for all the stories that you have. So that's one of the reasons that your superlative site exists. And you can see the top five stories on our website, SebGorka.com, every single day. But can I ask you on the human side of this? I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, it seems as if the truth is just not important to these people anymore in the legacy media. But what about the concept, just the human concept, John, of self-perception, of how it is that anybody over the age of maturity doesn't realize that if you've bashed somebody for decades and then suddenly say, wow, they're champions of democracy 24 hours later. Do they think that the readership in America or the viewers or the listeners somehow won't see that 180? John, do you get a sense of how these people think they can get away with that?
Well, one of the problems is they're no longer connected to their real America. They're not talking to real America. They're talking to their elitist friends on the coast and inside the power structures of Hollywood, Washington, and New York, right? And so they're disconnected. But, you know, the surveys we do, whether it's the Just the News survey, the Pew survey, across the board, a vast, vast majority, a vast majority of Americans have no trust in the media anymore. And the reason for that is the performance. Things like that. Man, they were against Mitt Romney in 2012, and then all of a sudden they love Mitt Romney today. I could give you four or five characters, and you scratch your head saying, this is not even remotely genuine. And I think the American people who, the biggest mistake elitist journalists make is that they think the American people are dumb. They won't pick up on these things. The American people are incredibly smart, and you can't pull the wool over their eyes, and the media is really failing at it right now.
Well, we have to talk about what you're reporting on. We're going to discuss your latest on the Clinton Foundation in the next segment. But it's not just the media. It's the media relationship with the political elite. So when I was in the White House, it was just anonymous source after anonymous source of things that we knew. We knew because, you know, I'd read stuff in the Washington Post that said, and during this meeting, X was said, and I would have been in the meeting. And I know it wasn't said. In fact, the opposite was said. So it's just manufactured non-news. And here's a report I've got in my hand. Five reporters have confirmed that their outlets have participated in arrangements with the Biden administration whereby their interview material from White House officials may be used, but the reporters' writings must be approved, vetoed, or edited. John, is that what journalists do? Because they didn't do it when I was in the White House.
They don't. Listen, you do fact-checking. I'm an obsessive fact-checker.
Yes.
Right? I will go around and, hey, is this accurate? But I'm not seeking approval for the story. I want to make sure that very complicated things in intelligence and security are accurate and precise and nuanced in the right way. But if you're seeking pre-approval, you're in a really difficult position. In fact, you know, I wish journalists spent more time fact-checking and less time pre-approving. They might actually get some stories right in the future.
What happens if you just agree to that once and then you do it twice, John? What happened? You explain to our millions of listeners and viewers what happens qualitatively to the relationship between what should be an objective external observer and the object of the reporting. Is there any way that when you agree to that kind of editorial control by the subject, that can remain true journalism?
Listen, you compromise yourself the second you allow someone else to write the story or rewrite the story. It's one thing to check facts and say, hey, I wrote it this way. Well, no, I said it was a motion to compel, not a motion to this. Okay, that's a good factual correction. But right. When they try to get to the point of changing the meaning, the spin of a story, that's where problems become emblematic of what we see in the profession at large. If you look too often, stories in the main news media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, NPR, PBS, and go a lot of places, they look like the talking points of the Democratic National Committee and not just straightforward factual stories. How does that happen? It's all the behind-the-scenes maneuvering that is going on in the current environment with journalists.
Yeah, and that's why we have one of our most popular articles here at America First are the 14 most reliable sites that we use with just the news right there. Let's repost it right now. Share it with your friends. People are always asking me, what can I trust in this internet age? Read the article. It's on our Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, on our Facebook pages. And one of the ones you can rely upon right now, bookmark it, is Just the News, and follow its founder, editor-in-chief, Jay Solomon Reports, right now on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, live streaming on rumble.com right now, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious, fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C.
Will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office. We have seen the danger that he continues to provoke with his language. We have seen his lack of commitment and dedication to the Constitution.
That was Liz Cheney removed from her conference chair position earlier today by a voice vote. We don't have the new conference chair as of yet. But there she is, one congresswoman saying that she will do everything in her power to stop a man who got more votes than any other sitting president from returning to the Oval Office. Strange days we live in, but of course she is now instantly a darling of the legacy fake news industrial complex. Back with somebody who pushes back on the rhetoric, the propaganda, and gets in trouble for it now and again because he is a truth teller, is of course our good friend. He is John Solomon, the founder of JustTheNews.com and author of a book you must read, Fallout, Nuclear Bribe, Russian spies and the Washington lies that enriched the Clinton and Biden dynasties. John Solomon, latest news. Please share with us what you found with regards to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, this is a really fascinating case that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. In the U.S. tax court, there are two whistleblowers, Larry Doyle and John Moynihan. They first surfaced in 2018 in a congressional hearing that Mark Meadows chaired in the House, where they laid out as longtime financial forensic investigators. Moynihan was one of the top financial wizards at the DEA, tracking drug money and illegal money across the world. He put together a whistleblower complaint at the IRS saying the Clinton Foundation was committing crimes and the way it conducted itself, violating tax laws, put together a very compelling case. We now find out that whistleblower case, which has been proceeding under seal at the U.S. Tax Court, that last month, April 22nd, Judge Gustafson, David Gustafson of the U.S. Tax Court, ruled that the IRS must reveal whether it ever had the Clinton Foundation under criminal investigation. And the reason he did so is he asked for the record of how the IRS dealt with the Clinton Foundation, and he found a very deep state-like problem, which was there was a gap in the records. And he said that the claim that they didn't believe there was any criminal investigation was not supported by the evidence he saw. He believes there was a criminal investigation. He's now ordering the IRS to publicly declare whether they ever put the Clinton Foundation under criminal investigation, most likely because these whistleblowers provided the evidence for such an investigation. So we just, when you thought Bill and Hillary Clinton were out of our rearview mirror, or back in it, and there may be some belated accountability, belated disclosures about the Clinton Foundation and its pay-to-play practices.
Would it be fair to say that if there are, then this would be the first time ever, whether it's the Clinton Foundation, whether it's Uranium One, whether it's Cepheus abnormalities, have we seen any accountability with regards to organizations or activities related to this family?
Very little. Obviously, the biggest accountability was she was defeated at the polls in 2016.
Yes.
Voters sent a very clear message that they didn't want her style of politics anymore. But no, you know, we've had, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein matter. We've had all these different things. And with the exception of Bill Clinton's impeachment in 1998, there really hasn't been that much accountability for this large political family with a pay-to-play machine that was built around them. But this will be this could be the last chapter in the foundation's story. And this judge seems to be persistent in trying to get to the truth, something I wish more investigators in Washington would do.
We've only got a minute left with John Solomon, founder of justthenews.com. Jay Solomon reports on Twitter. John, you have very, very good sources. It seems as if John Durham is in cryo hibernation or has disappeared. Have you heard anything about the former Connecticut U.S. attorney?
A lot of interviews and sessions with experts going on. A major FBI figure, retired FBI figure, has begun cooperating. He was in the inner circle with people like McCabe and Comey. So a lot of activity, all indicative of the sort of activity that occurs before an indictment comes down. But he's very active. I've talked to a dozen witnesses who've had interactions with him in the last couple of months.
Very interesting. Okay, we're not going to say what others have said repeatedly for months on end, the tick-tock. But if John Solomon says his sources have told him that John Durham is very, very active and senior FBI officials are getting interviewed, then perhaps there is the inkling of some kind of accountability. Thank you, John. Follow him at Real America's Voice and also justthenews.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you're calling in, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please tell me that your cell phone is not connected to one of the big cell phone providers, because they're simply not on your side. They're not conservatives. They're part of big tech. Join the only conservative Christian cell phone company today. You can keep your old number. Just call Patriot Mobile on 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Right now, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months, a free Patriot starter kit, and you can enter the Be a Patriot promotion where you can win a phone and cell coverage for life. How about that? Three ways to win. Donate to one of Patriot's conservative charities, switch your service today, or just tell them what it means to you to be a Patriot. They have packages and plans to fit every budget, special discounts on top of that for veterans and first responders. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. Use promo code GORKA for your starter kit and your chance to win. Join their dependent nationwide network, and also just understand at the end of the month they're supporting causes that you believe in. No donations to things like Planned Parenthood or gun control organizations or Democrat candidates. Join the good guys. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
But the facts on the ground are the facts. And Prime Minister Netanyahu, during the Trump years, because he had free rein, every single day, he evicted more Palestinians. He took over more Palestinian land. He let settlers take over places that in theory should be part of a future Palestinian state. And so, yes, it's good that other Arab states made peace with Israel, but the Palestinians are a people without a country and without a land, and they are persecuted every single day. We cannot lose sight of that.
It's Israel's fault. How, I'm just curious, why is Maria Harf, the former press spokeswoman for the Obama State Department, picking up a paycheck from Fox News? I'm puzzled. Maybe somebody can answer that question for me. I know somebody who sees things very differently because, well, they believe in the truth. A good friend of the Trump administration, a very good friend of Israel, and a personal friend to me, Morton Klein. He is the president of the Zionist Organization of America. Mort, welcome back to America First.
It's great to be with the newest superstar of the media, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That's too kind. Thank you. All right, so you are better positioned than most out there. We opened the show with Ambassador David Friedman. He gave us an update from Jerusalem of his night in the bomb shelter with his grandchildren. Tell us who's responsible and what's happening right now in the Middle East.
It's in significant part, Joe Biden is responsible. Unlike Trump, who showed tremendously strong support for Israel, moved the embassy, ended the Iran deal, cut all $500 million in aid to the terrorist Palestinian Authority, and we had no violence. Biden is now giving $250 million in aid to the terrorist Palestinian Authority, is going back to the Iran deal, ignoring sanctions on Iran, condemning Israel actions, has appointed 24 hostile to Israel appointments. The Palestinian Arabs see this. They've been encouraged and strengthened. They see that America is with them, and this has given them the courage to commit violence, using a phony pretext. They'll use any pretext with regards with Trump. They were afraid that U.S. would support Israel no matter what. With Biden, they see they're going to get support. The phony pretext is this issue of evicting Arabs from their homes. What's the truth of that issue? This was an Israeli neighborhood since the 1800s. In 1948, Jordan captured it, threw all the Jews out of this neighborhood called Simon the Just neighborhood, banned Jews, Arabs took it over. When Israel recaptured it in 1967 war, there were lawsuits by the original owners saying, this is our homes, this is our land. It went through many years of litigation. Finally, the courts, which are very liberal in Israel, said, look, this is land owned by the Jews. You either pay rent, we'll allow you to stay there. If you don't pay rent, you'll be evicted. They haven't paid rent in years. So 48 people who've been living there without paying rent have the court's order to evict them. That's the whole deal. It's a local real estate deal, and yet Abbas and Hamas, the Arab terrorists, are using this as a pretext to kill Jews and launch rockets. That's what's happening here. And by the way, people don't know because it's not being reported. There have been Israeli Arab pogroms, Israeli Arab citizens of Israel attacking Jews, breaking into Jewish homes, attacking Jews in their homes. They've destroyed many synagogues, destroyed many Jewish schools, attacking Jews in cars. This is a pogrom, the likes of which we haven't seen since Germany, in the Jewish state of Israel by Israeli Arab citizens. And that's not being reported. Another thing not reported, 30% of the 1,100 rockets Hamas has launched, paid for by Iran, has landed within Gaza. They went very short of their marks. They didn't go all the way into Israel, and they've ended up killing Gaza Arabs themselves. So almost all the killings that you've heard about of Arabs in Gaza are due to the Hamas rockets.
So let me ask you, that's exactly what I wanted to move on to. So the role of Hamas, the rockets that Hamas is launching. A couple of weeks ago, the Biden administration, Anthony Blinken's State Department, released hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Palestinian authorities. Now we have the rockets flying onto Israeli territory and even Arab homes. What happens, Mort Klein? You are there at the head of the organization. What do you fear if the Biden administration begins to reenact the Iran deal and release potentially billions to Iran?
I am deeply worried. By the way, they're already ignoring the sanctions. Iran is already getting billions of dollars in profits. They're not, they haven't eliminated sanctions. They're ignoring them. So they're getting billions of dollars. They're using this to fund Hamas and the Houthis and other terrorist groups around the world. Iran is delivering missiles and rockets to Hamas and other terrorist groups, strengthening them. This is causing increased danger in the Middle East and could end up causing a full-fledged war. It is a serious danger, and this is in large part due to Biden's really absurd and irrational policies, blind policies when it comes to not understanding that this is a religious war that Hamas and Abbas is waging against non-Muslims, in this case the Jews. And when this woman that you just heard had on the air talks about the Palestinians not having a state, they were offered a state twice on virtually all the land that's disputed, and they rejected it each time. This is not about a state. This is not about land. This is about destroying the Jewish state of Israel first, and as Iran says, next we're going to go for America with our intercontinental missiles. So the Biden policies are causing extreme danger by strengthening the leading terrorist-supporting states on Earth.
Well, we've got 30 seconds left, Mort. Mort Klein of the Zionist Organization of America. What is your message to those Jewish Americans who voted for President Biden in the last election?
My message is, look who's condemning Israel here. Democrats, Senator Warren, Sanders, Omar and Tlaib, AOC, Senators Kuhn, Senators Murphy, Jerry Nadler, Senator Van Hollen. These happen to, unfortunately, all be Democrats. They are not friends of Israel. We Jews and Christians who care about Israel and truth and justice have to understand that we're having a serious problem with people in the Democratic Party. And that has to be noted, I'm sorry to say.
As my good friend Jeff Balaban taught me many years ago when I was in the White House, greatest nation created by man, America. Greatest nation created by God, Israel. God bless you, Mort, for doing what you do. President of the Zionist Organization of America. Follow him on Twitter, Morton A. Klein 7. Your calls next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
I've been an American since, 2012. And I've lived in America since 2008, in the same neck of the woods. But I've never seen my local gas station with a line outside of it until today. Amazing. Energy independence under the last administration. Gas lines now under Biden. And the president's former trade advisor, Larry Kudlow, has a warning for us. Cut two. Play cut.
If Cottonell can't get back into business by Friday, experts tell me all bloody hell is going to break loose. You're talking about the electric grid. You're talking about no supplies in the gasoline stations. You could also be talking about schools and banks and law firms and office buildings.
All bloody hell will break out. Are you ready? And I'm curious, did you vote for Biden? Give us a call, 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Let's go to Mark in New Jersey, line one.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Gorka. The Democrats and they are liars in the fake news. They love the bitter, angry, vindictive Liz Cheney because she tried to cause division in the Republican Party with her blind hatred of President Trump. But now, after being embarrassed by being tossed out of her leadership position, poor Liz is like a cat that drinks lemonade. She is a sour puss.
There is something, you use the word vindictive. Whether it's the Democrats whether it's Mitt Romney, whether it's Boehner in his recent interviews, or whether it's Liz Cheney, there is this... There's just something unhealthy, isn't there? There's just, Mark, there's some... They're just not nice people, are they?
It's called Trump derangement. But by the way, Doctor, one of the reasons they hate President Trump, Liz and her father, who gave us the Iraq war, is because they take money from the lobbyists for the arms industry. And how dare a non-politician become president and be for the people of this country instead of for the pockets of the politicians and the lobbyists in Washington, D.C. How dare Trump become president?
How dare? You're so right. How dare somebody who's not a member of the quote-unquote elite, who wants to stand for those who aren't members of the quote-unquote elite? And you know the most joyous thing of all, the most juicy and delicious thing is... Donald Trump can run again. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, so much more you need to know about the crisis in the Middle East.